You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop.
Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money.
So I've known this guy for about maybe 4 years, and it's always just been like a situationship. When I first met him, I did want something serious, but he wasn't feeling that. So I was like, okay, whatever. Do you? Sex is still good. It's all right. You know, cool.
Yeah.
When I met him, I was like 24. I'm 28 now. So when I was 24, I didn't really think much of like sex. Like, oh, it's supposed to be like this. Like, I like sex naturally. Like, yeah. I like to do what I want to do regardless if I get it back or not. It's just, you know, it's just the way I feel.
Fuck mm-hmm. that.
But with him, it's like, okay, I've been dealing with you for like 4 years and like, you know what I mean? Even after me and my previous boyfriend, you know, mm-hmm. after that situation, me and him have came back to a point and we're like still messing with each other. Okay.
Okay, cool.
But still, he doesn't go down.
Giving no okay. Head.
He really question him because this is the thing. I'm 28. He's like 32. Okay. I shouldn't have to ask a grown man about what you do or what you don't do in the bedroom, okay? Wait a minute. Ooh. One, I have no right to question him because we are not together and we are not in a relationship. Two, because we probably have other sexual partners. I do. He probably does too. It doesn't matter. It does, but this is my thing. It does not matter because at the end of the day, it's like, I can't question you why you don't do this. You just don't do it, okay?
Hey guys, it's your girls, Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review.
Like, I don't see him as like boyfriend, fiance, husband material. Like, he cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Give me the dick. Like, we're good. So, now he brought this up to me 3 times. Like, I was supposed to understand, like, making sure I understand that this is what this is. And all the times, like, I pay him no mind. Like, all right, like, I can show y'all my text messages, right?
Oh, God.
And it's more like me texting him, you home? And he'd be like, yeah, sex with a question mark. And he'd be like, treat.
Straight to the point.
Okay. Like,
straight to the point.
And he'd been texting me like, oh, how's your day going?
You don't need to know all that.
Why are you being so personal with me? Like, that's none of your business. Your job is to give me dick.
Oh, God.
On and I am to receive it and take my ass home. Oh, and he's God. Like, oh, you don't want to spend a night for what? We not cuddling, nigga. Like, I feel like next you're going to be like, oh, you want to go on a date? No. You're supposed to give me dick and leave me the fuck alone.
And his dick is small before a bitch see it. So why the fuck do you think that I would accept it?
If you see something, say something, nigga. Okay, yes. So every time we kind of moved around, right? Mm-hmm. Every time we went from one side to the other side or whatever, mm-hmm. I felt like motherfuckers was following us. Okay, and like was talking to the guy that I was with. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't hear what they were saying because, of course, it was loud music and stuff like that. So when he walked off, I was like, what did he want? Like, what did he say? He was like, oh, he wants to know if y'all played. I was like, play? He was like, oh, that's like some real life, like shit, like swingers talk. And I was giving me a head again once we had went into the room, like eventually, like after we sat there and like watched for a little while. Mm. But then he noticed that this guy, the guy that was sitting next to me, like kept trying to like rub on my leg and stuff.
Ooh,
and the guy was like trying to help hold my leg up and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this nigga is really trying to. But I mean, you can fill me up if you want to.
So the moral of the story is swinger clubs, yes. Animals, no.
Yes, please, please.
Oh,
miles, you can't tell the difference. You know, just things of that nature. It was an ex from like high school. We always had like, we have a good relationship. We always had like good sexual chemistry or whatever. He got a couple of kids, a couple of baby mamas. It was his birthday. Okay. And he hit me up and he was like, hey, I want to know if you'd be down to have a threesome with me and my baby mama. And I'm like, I don't do girls. Like, I ain't never seen no girl before. Like, right. I don't know about all. Not in mine.
What do you mean pretty much?
She pretty much, like, he fucked her.
You watched her?
No.
You
watched him? I didn't watch nothing. I'm sitting on your face. Fuck her. I don't say no more. And we out.
Shawty, I don't know mine.
Yeah.
If you dance on a pole, that don't make you a hoe. I don't mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, girl, I know you gotta make that money, money, money.
Oh.
Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Please send your listener letters to singleintheloop@gmail.com or DM us at singleintheloop on Instagram.